Spring deals at Ross will have you saying, it's a yes for me.
Say yes to trending looks.
Like tube tops, dad shorts, and mini skirts for less than online.
Vintage tees and beach shorts for a weekend getaway.
Save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Items and style vary by store.
It's a yes for you and your bank account.
Find your certified yes for me moment for less at Ross.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
This is giving ladies after dark.
Oh my God.
But like,
what if we did that?
Ladies in the dark.
Every single time we just came up here and re-switched the whole set.
Oh my God, it takes so long. Okay. Just wanna,
yeah.
Hey, what's up everyone?
Hello.
It's us coming to you from my hole.
We're in her hole.
You guys
right now.
Asked for hole content.
It's huge.
And so here we are. My big gaping hole.
Well, someone, if you hear background noise, it's because we're in nature. There's bugs happening.
Yes.
And there's a bug zapper. So if you hear that, it scared the shit out of us earlier. But that
so far, only one bug has fallen victim.
Let me tell you, the mosquitoes out here are on another level.
They really are.
It's horrifying.
Yeah. We got lots of protectant on and we are covered head to toe, essentially, with some kind of fabric.
Yeah.
But yeah, people were...
I should have worn socks with my slippers.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, what are you going to do? These ankles are fucking tasty and I know it. God damn it. Anyway,
giving them a little something, a little teaser.
Yeah.
Keeping it close to the bug zapper. But yeah, we had people ask after I posted the whole reveal, which I really should have thought about naming it my hole, but whatever.
I like it.
Me too. But yeah, they're like, we want more hole content. And so if you guys don't know from the title, this is a mental health check-in. And so right after I finished cutting my bangs a little bit ago,
I was like, I like what's happening with your hair.
I know.
Why would you do that?
Because, and
you remember what it did to you last time?
Yeah, no. I know, but I actually watched the tutorial and I followed the instructions this time. And I like it.
No,
I think
really
I did
good.
A good
it
job
is really
this
good,
time.
But I don't feel like I should encourage this behavior.
No. Okay, it's a pendulum thing.
I know.
It's
I know.
Like I chaotically do things. And then, so what, the opposite is I do nothing?
LOL, literally about to cut my bangs.
Were you really?
Yeah, well, they just need a trim. And I'm like, I'm not going to make an appointment to go just trim them when I could just do it at my house. I got scissors.
Yeah, well, any cosmetologist out there, we know it's just more than having scissors. But
Corey's mom is a literal cosmetologist. She could do it for me. But I'm like, I don't want to bother her. I just don't want to be a bother. Because I feel like if I'm not spending hundreds to get it dyed, cut, color, styled, that I'm just wasting their fucking time. They're like, you want a fucking bang trim? Get out of my shop or whatever.
Yeah.
So she doesn't even work at a shop. She would just cut my hair because she's a
nice
lady.
She does my neighbor.
Yeah.
He's very old.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I forgot that we're outside and he could hear me if he was outside. But I think the perk of him being very old is he's also hard of hearing.
And isn't that a perk?
Yeah, we live in a retirement neighborhood.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that all of this shining directly at his house is not going to warrant police, because he has called them before. I feel like I should stop talking about him, though.
What if he listens to the podcast? He's like, I fucking heard what you said.
He doesn't. And if he does, I don't care. Fuck you, Pete, because I watched you walk around to all of our neighbors and point at my house and talk shit about my dogs. So and I hope you're happy because Louise is dead now. So.
And it's because of you. And she died out of spite. She was so petty.
You know why she barks so loud? Because she had cancer, Pete. How do you feel about that? Anyway.
Oh my God. Oh, I have something to say before I forget.
Wait, I never explained how I got out here. I just got to my bangs and we got derailed.
Sorry, go ahead.
I walked out and I said, Shane, I think we should record outside. And he goes, no. And I was like, I'm going to ask Sierra if she wants to. And he's like, I'll start moving things. So that was like my,
I love that. That's like how you do things.
Yeah, it was very much 8 o'clock. I'd like to do this outside.
Well, you texted me and you're like, what if we do it in the hole? And I was put back, ah, okay, that could be something. And then I was like, I'm down. Yeah. Like, it took no time. And then you didn't respond. And I knew that that meant you were moving things. And I go, should I wear something long? Should I put on like mosquito repellent? And you were like, yes, it's happening. Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. You can tell me things now.
Okay, so this was just something that I wanted to reference. So if you came and you listened to last week's, it was something important that I wanted to say. Because, again, people in my DMs, they're so sweet. They just want
it's going down in the DMs.
It does always go down in the DMs. And as long as you're like nice to me, I'm cool. I'll message you back. But they were basically, I think they were just very like worried about the two of us.
Oh.
So what they said in a very nice way was like, I don't think you guys have a codependent work relationship. And then they kind of explained to me like what it would look like, because we didn't talk about like what a codependent work relationship would look like.
Okay. Okay.
So I think that, but I think this is important to say, okay, because I want people, if they're in this, to know.
Right.
So the difference is like, okay, so in a full on codependent like work relationship, either your coworker or your boss is basically like, there will be a savior, right? The giver. And then the taker will take without any kind of compensation. So like,
oh,
they're doing things for free. Oh. So like, whereas that's what I wanted to say.
I am compensated handsomely.
Okay, so that's an important like distinction to make, because I want people, I know people personally, and I hope you're listening to this and you know, because I've talked to you about it many times, who have been at their job and they feel like they owe it to the people because they've been at this company for years. So they feel like this like responsibility to the company. And since COVID, they've just been putting more and more on this employee.
Right.
And I talked to them and I'm like, are you asking for a raise? Are you asking for compensation? Well, no. And they finally did and they got a little bit. But since then, there's still been more put on them. And
right.
So if this is happening to you at all, I feel like it's happened a lot, especially since so many places are leaving. Like, that is an example of a codependent. If you're just taking and taking and taking on and feeling like almost a responsibility to do it because of like your relationship with the place you work or with that coworker or that boss, that is probably not going to work so well in the long run. So
you're definitely being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
But I also think that like, okay, when you, the entire time you were saying that, the song Irreplaceable by Beyonce was playing a repeat on my head. And I think people as the worker feel like, I am replaceable, and so I need to be a yes man because I need to keep my position here. But guess what? You are replaceable.
Literally.
You are.
And the thing is, they'll replace you if they want to.
Right.
They don't have the same loyalty to you that you have to them.
And that's, it's like, how do you make the truth work for you?
Yeah.
You are replaceable. So if you want someone who's going to do it for what I'm doing it for, monetary wise.
Right.
Then find one.
Yes.
Go ahead. If you can have another me in a minute, I'll move to the left.
Yes. Well, and so what I was telling this person was like, what's the worst that can happen? You ask for a raise, what they tell you no? Tell them, like, show them what you're worth. And then the second they tell you no, say, okay, then I'm not taking on those jobs.
Right.
I mean, like, it's one or the other, bud.
Yeah,
I'm not doing this for free.
You are totally allowed to be like, can I view my job description?
Yes.
And if they don't have it, like, baby, write up my job description and I will decide if I feel I'm being compensated or not, or if this is what I was hired to do. Mm-hmm, and if you're going to have me doing stuff I wasn't hired to do, sorry.
Yeah, you're worth so much. And when we say compensation, we mean like compensation. Don't let them trick you into being like, thank you so much for your work. Here's a pizza party.
Yeah, no,
thank you so
sure.
much. You get to dress down on fucking Fridays or whatever. They try to tell you like, yep, you've
we
done
brought
so
donuts
great.
Last Tuesday.
It's like, don't gaslight me or whatever.
I'll also say this is way easier said than done. I know full fucking well if I was in that position, I wouldn't say shit.
No, it's it, it, I'm just trying to give you a little bit of, if you're like, oh, should I? I just want to give you a little encouragement. But if you can't, I totally fucking get it. Because yeah. I probably won't do it.
Same.
It's easier to give that advice than to take it. But just know that, like,
or act on it.
That conversation is really hard to have. But the person that I talked to that did it got a fucking raise. So, like, and I think most of these employers know that, like, okay, you're right. You are doing a lot more work, and I haven't compensated mm-hmm. you for it, so.
But I think their employers are just in a shitty position, and they're almost, like, pushing it to see how far, mm-hmm. how thin they can spread people, because they probably don't have a lot more to give.
They don't.
But corporations, man. And that's what do. Capitalism and buzzwords. You know.
And things of the such. You know it. So, yeah, everybody that, well, I think it was like two people, but I say everybody, but I don't want to single people out, but they were very nice. They were just like, this is what I've been dealt with a codependent work environment. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I feel like I should at least touch on that. Because no, yeah.
And
I
that's why I've said before, too, and we posted about this, too, that the conversation isn't just between the
love
two of
it.
Us. It's between
I love
everyone.
It.
And so the continuation of the conversation. Because we zone the fuck out. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I don't know half the time what we talked about and what we didn't talk about.
Same.
Until I go to edit it and I'm like, this is what I
wanted. Or sometimes I'll be like, that's what I wanted to say there, blah, blah, whatever.
I can't tell you how many times I'll listen to something that we say and I will think that it reminds me of something and then I'll say it.
Yeah,
and I'm like, mm-hmm. Yep. My mind goes the exact same place.
Isn't it so weird?
Yeah.
It's like, that is bizarre.
Yeah. So I think I already mentioned this, but this is going to be a mental health check-in. I had someone say something to us that I forget where it was, but they said that, like, we are worthy of breaks and we should take breaks and it's okay if
we
skip
don't know
a week.
How to do that.
But here's what I want to say to that, because I know that I have an unhealthy relationship with work.
Yeah, definitely.
But I can also say that I have improved massively with that, and I don't think I do take breaks. You see us being consistent every Tuesday and every mm-hmm. other Friday, and then when we do the lives for Patreon, but I do take breaks.
Yeah.
I am listening to my body. I am like the last week I said, hey, I can't record on Friday. I have a really early wedding on Saturday. Can
yeah.
we do it on Sunday?
Yep.
So we'll move stuff around. But like, I know from being someone who worked a traditional 9-to-5, or mine was like 7-to-3, that is not taking breaks is not a luxury that I had.
Yeah.
And being able to make my own schedule and stop if I want to stop, or completely pivot and be, I don't know, drinking wine on my patio, like, for a job.
In your hole.
That's what I'm saying, is like, yeah. I don't want anyone to forget how grateful I am for this opportunity, because
yes.
I wouldn't be able to do this if we weren't doing this. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, I'm not taking a break because I feel like I have
that we
to
owe it to you.
Like, I want to, and I do feel like
we feel
I
like
do
it's a way to like
it
give it back, right?
Well, yeah, but I also feel like I'm doing a better job at prioritizing myself before I do this. Like, I know
sure.
I still have a deadline,
yeah,
but I'm going to listen to my body, listen to our schedules, and do it in a way that is going to be healthy for me rather than, you know, running myself ragged.
Definitely.
So
I almost had to reschedule, honestly.
Really?
Oh, I started to get one of those migraines I get, and luckily I bought Motrin migraine. That has been working
yeah?
phenomenally for
well,
me.
Well, I wonder if yours are related to your cycle.
Yeah, I think so. So I popped two 2 hours before I started getting ready, and then it finally started kicking in, and I was like, whoa, okay, I can do this. So yeah, listen to your bodies.
Yeah,
but we do this because we love you. Like, that's truly what it is. But this is our version of taking a break. It's
yeah.
just like doing an episode that's not so structured, or like,
yes,
you know.
Yes. And I do feel grateful that, like, that we got an email from someone who was asking us about if we wanted any guests on. They work to connect guests with podcasts based on like what their topics are. And she's like, so what are, do you have any interesting topics for your upcoming season? And I'm like, oh my God, she thinks we plan ahead. She thinks we plan more than like the day of.
Oh, that's beautiful. I literally asked Jerry what we were doing like 3 days ago and she never responded. And so then I was like, well, I asked her this morning, like, hey, remember that suggestion I gave you? How about we don't do that and we do this instead? Well, you were like, yes.
When I didn't respond, I was like, okay, one of two things is going to happen. She's going to come prepared with something completely different.
I got
or we're going to do the things that she said.
Mm-hmm.
And if she needs me, she'll ask again.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two weddings that I was trying to get back this week. And I had my first EMDR session yesterday.
Yeah.
And
well, that's also why I knew that you had that. And I've been going through some weird life-changey things. And so I just felt like this was just like a let's catch up. Plus, we had, again, people in our DMs. I think I saw like two or three recently in our Ladies and Tangents that were like, can we do a mental health check-in? I'm not doing so well and it's been really hard. And so I want you guys to be involved in this as well.
Yeah, for sure. Wait, time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Do you think seeing a therapist or psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one and meet with them? Or afford them?
Try Talkspace.
By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Honestly, a lot of times you make that appointment at your appointment you already have. I don't know when I'm going to schedule my breakdown. I don't know when I'm going to need to talk to somebody. And with Talkspace, it's so nice because you can send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session.
Talkspace therapists can help with any specific challenges that you might be facing. And it's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, so much more.
Plus, therapy can help you find the tools to cope in difficult times and just be a guiding light. So like maybe you're not going through something really intense, but you just have like, I don't know, a work issue or something going on with a friend of yours that you just need an outsider's perspective. And Talkspace is amazing for that.
They also are in network with most major insurers. So check in on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you got it.
Plus, as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off of your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show.
That's Talkspace.com/tangents, promo code SPACE80.
Springtime vibes are in the air. You know what I don't want in the air? The smell of a litter box.
That's so true. I could use less of my cat's poopy in my house.
And more of the scent of beautiful flowers.
That's the truth.
And what helps you do that?
Pretty Litter.
Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent. It's lightweight, low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month.
And when we say that there's no odor, I'm not kidding. Truly, you cannot even tell that my litter box is downstairs. We've had people sit down in my basement and eat beside it and not realize that a cat was shitting just a minute before in there. Also, Pretty Litter's crystals change color to indicate early signs of potential illnesses in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and more.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door.
Oh my gosh, I know that
because when I go to Sierra's, there it is.
It's so nice. I don't like to have to go to the store, get a huge bag, lug it around in my cart, and then have to take it out to my car. I'm a dainty little lady. I can't be doing that.
You bring it straight to me, mail person.
I love it.
Go to prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order.
That's prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order.
prettylitter.com/tangents. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Are you one of those people who thinks that they don't have time to prioritize themselves and their wellness?
Yes, that's me 100%.
Well, Allo Moves is here to change that whole mindset.
And listen, it literally has. The app makes it easy to keep your wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. So yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. It's amazing.
Whether you are a beginner or you're more advanced, they have all different kinds of classes so you can show up at whatever level you're at and not feel bad about yourself when it maybe is too hard.
Truly. And honestly, I did beginner's yoga and it was way too hard for me. Crazy, the beginner's mm-hmm. yoga was, but I was just not flexible at all. So I realized that Allo Moves had stretching classes, mm-hmm. flexibility courses you could take. And that has helped me so, so much in like getting to where I feel like I'm finally strong enough and flexible enough to do the beginning yoga classes.
Did you know that breathing is also a big thing in working out?
Breath work is important.
Freaking instructors will be like, and breathe. And I'm like, whenever they tell me that, I forget how to breathe. But thankfully, you can also find classes for stress relief, meditations, affirmations, stuff that's going to help you when an instructor is telling you to freaking breathe.
And I'll tell you what, sometimes after a really intense workout, my body and my mind maybe might be feeling a little stressed. So it's nice to afterwards take a mindfulness class and be able to reflect on like, how do I feel? I know my body's going through it right now, but like, was it all worth it?
Was it worth it? Let me work it.
And I do every time. It's amazing.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves.
Go to allomoves.com now and use code TANGENTS20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code TANGENTS20.
allomoves.com, code TANGENTS20.
Do you need something? Beers?
Oh, okay.
There's a deer?
I thought you were like, Pete heard everything you said.
How funny would that be?
He's called Shane. He's like, I'm fucking furious. You tell that bitch of a wife of yours. Keep my name out her mouth and her dog out my yard.
I heard that like 6 planets are in retrograde. So fucking Dude. No shit we're all not doing well.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't even know what that means, legit, but like... I know we're all made of stardust, so it's got to fucking affect
know.
Me.
Yeah, no, yes. It's affecting my menstrual cycle.
Same, dude. Both of us had to take pregnancy tests.
Yeah, both negative.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Both questionably negative.
Yeah, we're not really sure. I bought the cheap one.
And I'm like, it's like, hey, if there's a line here and then another line here, you're pregnant. And I'm like, what if the line's like, going the opposite way?
There's like 4 lines. And I'm like,
what do these lines mean?
Yeah, but then they disappeared. So I think...
Did mine disappear? I just left my pee stick on your counter.
I saw it.
Okay.
It did.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but that's, I feel like we're both late and I've been like, hey, bud, what's happening here? Are we going to come at any point? Because I've just been like having PMS symptoms for like 2 weeks.
See, I've not had any, which is normally an indication of pregnancy.
See, mine is the opposite. I have them really, really hard and for a long time. And that's how I knew both times that I was pregnant, because I was like, these are starting and lasting. Like normally I'll get the headache a day before and I get some kind of like nausea cramping mm-hmm. like for a day. When I'm pregnant, it happens and it'll go for like weeks.
Eek.
I know.
Like 40.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it. 40 weeks and 40 nights.
I am.
Just like what happened to Jesus in the desert.
He was menstruating. Oh my God. That would be hard.
What would?
To be Jesus and be menstruating when you're trying
Jesus,
to like.
Period. Hard stop.
They to be Jesus' period. Just, you have to drink his blood is all I'm saying.
Ew.
Well. We were all thinking
it. Not a single one of me was thinking it. That's disgusting. I shit myself, but that's where I draw the line. I will not.
All right, I'm sorry. And also, all those new people that I met this week, please don't listen to this episode. First of all, can we talk about our interactions that we had?
Yeah.
Well, I have more to tell you.
There's more? Me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a couple more.
Okay.
So... First of all, we went to the Trixie and Katya show in
It was phenomenal.
Cleveland. It was one of the best fucking shows I've ever seen.
Truly.
Honestly amazing.
My dad asked me about it. He's like, so that comedy show you went to? And I was like, how do you know about that? And he goes, well, you posted about it and people won't stop talking about it. And I'm so like, good. I know who you hang out with. Who what? The fuck in your circle knows about Trixie and Katya? But apparently... They did. And they whoever he spoke to also said that it was like one of the best shows they've ever been to.
Oh, my God. I my voice was hoarse when we left there because I was screaming, laughing, laughing. Yeah. the entire time.
Yep.
The vibe in that place, I've immaculate. Never heard a louder show in my life. And I've gone to like concerts and been up front. That place was like booming.
The energy.
Yes.
It felt like we were all like one collective thing.
Oh my God, it was beautiful. Yep. I didn't see anybody being like bitchy. Nobody, because anytime I've gone to concerts, there's like at least an interaction, maybe not with me, but I see it.
Like an altercation.
Where like someone cuts someone off, or there's like a, because people were drinking, mm-hmm. myself included. And like, you know, when there's drinks and stuff, you're bound to see some kind of like tiff.
Yeah.
Everybody there was fucking awesome to each other. Like, everybody was so nice. People were complimenting my outfit. People yeah. were complimenting us. And then, first of all, the shoes that I wore, Jerry bought for me. I was not prepared. I think they were a size too big.
For
oh
sure.
Oh, my God. It fucking hurt so bad. Like, I'm not a bitch, but I felt like a bitch.
Dude, the only way to walk in those shoes was to channel Mr. Tumnus.
You were on just your big toe, like, I swear to God.
Okay, so at one point in time, first of all, I had these giant platform green slides that were definitely like clown shoes.
Work with my outfit at all.
And so if you don't know what we were wearing, just go, well, we didn't take full body outfits. Shots,
no, but we have some.
We do?
Yes, we do. And I'll show you how.
Okay.
Because of an interaction we had.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, I look at Sierra because she's walking like a bitch. And I'm like, give me your shoes. Let me wear your shoes, okay? I will wear them. It can't be more embarrassing for you to wear my shoes than it is for you to walk the way you're walking.
I was walking like
shoes.
A baby giraffe that just was birthed.
And so I put these shoes on and I'm trying to act like I'm not bothered. And she's staring at me like waiting for me to break. And I'm like, no, baby, I will not break. Even though.
But tell me right now, were you bothered?
Oh, for fucking sure. Okay.
It was so hard.
My heel. I have tiny feet. I have tiny baby feet. Okay?
And they were big
so
on
small.
Me.
And my heel was on the arch.
Yeah, so you okay? have no. You, there's no support
so my
from anything other than your toes.
Free floating.
Yeah.
So I couldn't bend my knees. Yeah. It was horrible.
Yeah.
But I was not about to let anyone know it was terrible.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So.
She tried to break the heels off. It didn't
work. I did. So we had to walk from the parking garage to the place. And we're trying to walk to find food. We find the little theater that we have to go to. And we see a
little
restaurant.
Little theater?
Big Pizza Palace. Palace Theater.
Yeah.
Well, we find it, and right beside it, there's like a fucking restaurant, and we're like, amazing, we're going there. We missed that door. We accidentally walk into like a very small Irish pub. And the looks we got, I was like, ew, they were out of here immediately.
They just, I don't know why I looked at you with a silent face that no one's going to be able to hear.
But like
daggers.
Yeah. I was like, have you seen that one TikTok sound that goes, I knew I smelt a conservative?
No.
Well, that's what it was like. That's exactly what I felt when we walked in that fucking pub.
Meanwhile, okay, Sierra's wearing leather shorts, fishnets.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have your shoes back on by then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so snake skin boots.
So real fucking tall boots okay. that I can't walk in.
I have on purple pants. A very, very deep V. My nipple was to the wind
almost
so
out.
Many times.
Yeah.
I saw it multiple times. Like
I would
go to take pictures of us and I'm like, that's my whole ass boob. And then the sweater that I wore in last week's video.
Yeah.
I looked like a gay Muppet.
It was awesome. It was awesome. And I was definitely leather daddy vibes.
Yeah.
But people did not like it. I'll tell you that. So then
I think they did, but they didn't when we went into the pub because they were all of the elderly variety.
They were and like mean. So then we walked into the next place. Still kind of the same vibes, but then we saw people that looked like us and I was like, hey, they're going to the same place we are. They get it. Like, well, these are our people. So we eat. It's beautiful. We go. We walk to the show. My feet are absolutely like it was
screaming.
So bad that at this point I'm like I'm just gonna try to snap the heels. I thought they were cheaper shoes than they were.
Yeah.
Good on ya, because I could not
thank
get
you.
Those fuckers to break.
If you go to our I think video part of our, it's not on our main page, but if you go to the video page you can watch Sierra trying to do it live.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, we Instagram lived it to see if we could get it on video. But no, they're so fucking strong. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So then we go up. We're sitting. We meet some lovely people that we sat beside.
Oh, my God.
It was wonderful.
Let me tell you about this shit. Okay.
Well, I think they might listen. Because
he needs to hear, because I guarantee he doesn't remember.
It was so good. It was so good.
Yeah. The guy, listen, we sat down and the guy, well, person, I don't know their pronouns, but the person who was sitting next to me looks at me and I swear to God, there was not a bit of white in those eyes. Not a bit of white. I'm not sure what was consumed in the evening.
But I want some.
I know that whatever it was reality bending.
Yeah,
for sure.
He was having a time.
Yes. Okay. So I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but if you're an Apple user, if you have an Apple device with the podcast app, if you go to the browse part of it and you scroll down, they give you like suggested podcasts, and there's a category that says, is it like friends or with friends?
Amongst friends.
And our podcast is recommended there.
Wild.
And I was like freaking out about it. And I wanted to show Sierra.
I'm not an Apple user yet.
This bitch has a droid.
Give me until the 20th.
And so I was trying to find a random person because she's like, no, that's just your home screen. I'm like, no, it's not.
I thought it was like algorithm based, like Spotify is, where it just gives you suggestions based on what you listen to. I was like, bitch, you listen to us every time. I'm not trusting yours.
No. So this person with the bloodshot eyes next to me, I was like, hey, do you have an iPhone? And he's like, yeah.
And she was like, let me see it.
I said, can I see it? And he goes, sure. And so he unlocks it for me. And he goes, don't go too deep in those pictures.
I'm like, I'm not going in your pictures.
So anyway, I scroll down, show her. They end up like downloading three of our most recent episodes.
And then took a picture with us.
And then took like several selfies with us. And then was like, can you move? I want to take pictures by myself. Listen, the energy.
It was so good.
So admirable. And I hope you're well.
Yeah.
I hope wherever you are in the world that you are listening to this and that you are well.
I agree. Fucking beautiful, beautiful energy.
Congratulations on your recent nuptials.
Yes. And then we found out, well, this didn't happen. I found this out later, that there was somebody seats back from us that knew us and had taken a picture of us. They sent it to our DMs. They were like, not to be a creep, but is it like I saw you and I didn't want to say anything. First of all, if that's ever any of you, and I know social anxiety is a thing, but please fucking say something. We are the most easily approachable people. Ask any of the people who have done it. Yeah. We are very like, we're not going to be like, oh, are you fucking kidding me?
Ew, you stupid bitch. Get away from me, smelly fly.
But then I was like,
what do you call people? Definitely not smelly flies.
You sat on shit for too long, you smelly fly.
You dung hoarder. Get away from me, you peepee cow.
That's it. That's it for sure. Peepee cow.
Yeah. Someone DM'd me today and was like,
peepee cow?
They were like, hey, peepee cow. And I was like, hello, it's pronounced Pepe.
It's Pepe cow.
No. No, they were like, hey, were you at Doco today? In Ohio?
You got recognized.
I was working and I didn't say anything to you. And I was like, 100% that was me. I don't live far. I'll probably be back. Don't worry.
Is this in this one?
Yes.
You're joking me. I go there all the time.
Well,
they don't know me.
Maybe the person who recognized me wasn't working when you were there.
Probably.
Okay.
Because they would definitely recognize me.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Okay.
She got a big ego.
Yeah. And I'm a peepee cow.
Ego. You pippa cow.
I'm a pippa cow. All right. So then we go to leave. Beautiful show. Fucking love every moment of it. We're leaving. I'm bleeding, I'm pretty sure, on my feet, which I was. When I got home, my big toe was bleeding. And I was like, of course, because it's
I don't believe you.
You want to look at it right now?
Kind of. Show me your toe, peepee cow.
Oh, you can't see, but it was right on that corner.
Okay.
It was bloody.
I'll take your word for it, but...
Just because it was rubbing and I was like putting all of my pressure just on my big toe.
That's fair.
Anyways. I looked at Jerry and I'm like, when we get out of this fucking theater, these things are coming off. Do we have streets to walk in Cleveland? Like, yeah. And
we
didn't
park too far.
No. do I have my socks on under my fishnets? Yes. So it's going to look some type of way, but I'm doing it. And I'm a very self-conscious person anyways. I just assume that everybody who's looking at me thinks I'm a big fucking dumb idiot. And everyone at that pub, first of all, really solidified that. But so we get out there. I start taking my shoes off on the side of the building. And people are passing us and, like, staring. And I'm like, what are they fucking looking at? And then this lovely, lovely, lovely human who was staring. No, does a double take. And I see it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm taking my shoes off. And she goes, Sierra, Jerry. And it was the most, we were like, hello.
Hi.
When somebody knows both of us and we don't know who they are, I like automatically, I'm like, oh, you must listen to the podcast.
She also said, like, I love your podcast.
Yeah, she was so sweet.
Yeah, it's.
In her message, she said, I'm sorry I was babbling.
She said a message?
Yeah, with the pictures.
She did?
Yeah, she said, sorry I was babbling like an idiot. And I was like, babe, you were not babbling at all. You were so fun. You made the walk back. My feet were bloody and you made me not realize. She did smack me in the head with a branch.
I forgot about that.
Oh, it was on accident.
It was one of those, like, move it for one person, let go, smack another.
And I don't think she knew because I was in the middle of you two.
Her and I were talking.
It's like, I just, like, do the thing that I do and I just creep to the back of the convo. I'm like, they don't want me here. It's fine. I'll just be behind. And she, like, moved the branch for her and then it came swinging back.
That could not be a more accurate depiction of what it's like to be the third wheel with us.
Yeah.
You aren't the third wheel.
No,
Sierra becomes the third wheel.
I will always just be the third wheel.
She, like, voluntarily just, like, disappears.
I was like, you know what? You guys don't need me to be here. It's fine. But so we walk to the parking garage. We're talking the whole time. It's lovely. We get pictures together. And then as she's leaving, she's like, it was so nice meeting you. And the person who was walking behind us was like, oh my God, I follow you guys on TikTok. And we're like, stop it. So we shared an elevator and it was beautiful. It was so funny. And then I had an appointment with my eyelash.
Oh, I was going to talk about how when we got up to our car.
Oh, keep going, keep going.
Listen,
keep going.
Listen. We drove Shane's truck.
Yeah, we did.
And I could not stop saying, look at us, a couple of lesbians.
A couple of lesbians
driving a
lesbian
truck.
Because let me tell you something. If you thought we were lesbians before, you should have seen us that night. There was no doubt. There couldn't have been any doubt in anyone's mind.
100% people thought we were together.
Yeah.
100% people thought we were a couple of lesbians.
Especially when we traded shoes for each other's comfort.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, we get up there. I park at the very, very tippy top. Literally the only car that's up there.
Nobody else.
Because parking garages are so fucking short.
It was scary.
And the truck, I kept ducking. Like, me ducking was going to make the car less tall.
We were going to hit. Yeah. I swear to God, I was like, we're going to hit one of these fucking
truly,
things.
And I was like,
about.
We got to get to the sky. And so, anyway, we get into the truck. We turn it on. Sierra cranks the AC. And I'm like, you fucking stink. You absolutely.
I didn't know you were going to tell this.
You absolutely fucking stink.
I was really hot. And my shoes were off. I took my coat off.
And we didn't have anything in the car but some hairspray. And I'm like, spray your ass with some hairspray because you fucking stink. And I will not sit here in this traffic trying to get out of this parking garage with your fucking dusty hamburger ass. And then, turns out it was the air conditioner.
It was the air conditioner. It wasn't me.
I just verbally assaulted her.
I swear to God, I was sitting like this whole time, like hugging my pits to my body. Like, I'm so fucking sorry. I smelled them though, and I was like, I feel like I just smell like sweat and salt, like you do whenever you're. But I mean, I must fucking stink because she is having a reaction.
But we turned the air off, and then when we turned it back on, I'm like, that smells back.
Yeah. Oh,
must be the air. Whoopsie. Anyway, okay, so your eyelashes. Wait, time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Do you want to upgrade your wardrobe with luxurious essentials at unbeatable prices?
You know I do.
Well, Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within a budget that your wallet won't cry about.
I love that. And you have options like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part is that all of Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands that are going to sell you the same thing.
It's so nice. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And we love that. Here's the thing, too, that I think you don't realize until you've had less quality garments.
Mm.
You need something that's going to get some wear and tear. I want something that's going to last, especially because if I'm buying it, it's because I like it. I like how it looks on me. You know me. I wear my staple pieces constantly. And if they get in the washing machine twice, mm-hmm. falling apart.
Is it really saving you money if you have to buy a bunch?
That's what I'm saying.
With Quince, you don't have to. And they cut out the middleman, and that's how they pass the savings on to you.
So indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/tangents for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/tangents to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/tangents.
So anyways, then I go and get my eyelashes done, and I talk to this girl every single time I go. She's so great, blah, blah, blah. She goes, hey, so I was going to Nashville with a bunch of my friends for her birthday.
Uh-huh.
And she says, we all get in the car, and she goes, what podcast should we listen to? Like, do you guys have any suggestions? And her friend was like, oh my God, my favorite is Ladies and Tangents. She was like, do you know I know Sierra? Like, I do her eyelashes. And they had no idea. So that's, I thought, so that was cool. Funny. Then the place that I get my laser hair removal done, because I get it done there.
You're sounding so bougie.
I am bougie.
For someone who smelled like a dirty hamburger.
It wasn't me.
I know. Okay.
But when I get on my...
I was just trying to humble you.
Hair laser. You can't. I'm too bougie. Don't fucking bring me back down. I've been poor for too long.
Okay, sorry.
Don't give me money. This is what happens. Anyways, they said, oh my God, you've had enough treatments that you get like a half off a facial thing. Do you want to do a facial? And I was like, fucking yeah, let's book a facial. It was amazing. First of all, my skin looked phenomenal. But I go there. I've gone there like 4 times to get these procedures done. And these girls at the front desk.
Do they call them procedures?
Yes, okay, it's like okay. A medical procedure.
Okay, sorry.
You're like, my mom.
Sure.
She's like, hey, I fucking love your podcast. I didn't even know that was you. I've been following you on TikTok.
Wait, is this the person who sticks a laser in your ass?
No. She's the one that...
I didn't recognize you from the asshole.
I was like, really? You should have. No, I talk to all the time about the podcast. So she told the front desk girls.
Oh.
And the girls were like, we'll look him up. And then the one was like, I've been following you. Like, I didn't even know that was you. And the other one was like, I'm obsessed. I can't stop listening. So shout out to you both. You're amazing. And,
yeah. Shout out to you at Laser Butt Hair Removal. You guys are the real ones.
Also, it was
laser butt and hair.
Face. I told her she burnt my butthole and she was mortified. She was like, oh my God. And I'm like, it wasn't your fault. I know it was just because my ass is so dark. I have a dark ass crack. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we figured it out. So it won't happen again, hopefully. Yeah. But I was like, please, let's skip that this time.
I'm really trying hard to refrain
I know.
From like doing this.
You just keep getting closer and lower to me.
Now that this microphone is just in my hand and I can be so free, I'm feeling so powerful.
I like it.
Okay.
Do it. Lay down like that, like a mermaid.
Well, I can't do it for very long because I got bad shoulders. But I'll tell... Listen, you want to talk? You want to get into mental health? Are you dumb? Are you done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I am now. You're going to yell at me.
No. Do you have more about the Trixie Katia?
I'm done.
Okay, all right.
Said my piece.
Okay, so, dude.
Are we going to talk about mermaids?
Well, how the fuck, why?
Well, you just were a mermaid, and I thought that's what we were going to talk
about. No, I said, do you want to talk about mental health?
Okay.
No, I was really hoping for mermaids. No.
I thought it had to do with mental health.
Hey, sorry if you get on your TV and it's lawn mowing.
Yeah, it was.
Forrest requested to watch.
Your kids are so weird.
My kids request to watch lawn mowing videos.
Lawn mowing videos.
Yeah, it's like Phil's Lawn Care. If anyone else, hey, leave it in the comments below. Who what? Fucking listens to? Who watches Phil's Lawn Care?
I looked. I was like, "What are you watching, soybeans?" And I look, and I'm like, "Super overgrown, extra weeds." Lawn care, and I was like, "What kind of fucking?"
Yeah, it's like it's they have like porn names, yeah. But it's for the yard.
Super overgrown, so weedy,
so weedy, thick weeds,
thick ass weeds.
Yeah. Anyway, I mentioned in the last episode that I was having my first EMDR therapy. Yeah.
Hey, will you real quick tell the people?
Yes.
Okay.
And I didn't go into it last time because even my therapist was like, it is hard to, I can explain it in like a general way, but literally everyone's experience
is different.
Is completely different.
Sure.
Nothing, and when I say nothing, could have prepared me for what happened during this.
Really?
I think it changed my life. I'm not fucking with you. It was so hard for me not to tell you right after.
Because now I need to sign up. I need to
I've
do
had
this
one
shit.
Session, and I'm very, very much excited for the all of the sessions to come. I will say it was one of the most difficult things I've ever been through.
Sure.
But I can't even, okay, I'll just get into it. So essentially what EMDR is I don't know what it stands for.
You want me to Google
it? It's like your eye movement something. So essentially it's like
Rapido.
It is. It's really? It's mimicking rapid eye movement of REM.
I just guessed that.
So yeah, no, truly. So, like, the way that she does it, and there's different ways to do it, I guess, because Shane does it differently. He goes to a different person. I know that the way that he goes about it is different than me, but essentially you are supposed to be engaging both sides of your brain.
Mm.
So what she had me do is just sit in the middle of this room. And at the beginning, to just kind of, like, practice it, she was like, I want you to think of a happy memory. Okay. I want you to focus on that, and it can be whatever you want it to be. It can be a picture, it can be a word, it can be a sound, a feeling. Focus on that. It can change. That's fine.
Because I was gonna say my mind, I'm trying to do it now and it's like rapidly changing. I'm like this.
She's like the images or whatever your brain is focusing on might change, but just hold on to
the happy.
So what she started, she's like sitting right next to me. Mm. She puts her hand in front of me and she starts moving it side to side, and I am just supposed to keep my body forward and track her hand movement back and forth. And I had horrific anxiety walking into that room.
Yeah.
I'm talking like I can't stop moving. I'm tapping on everything. I'm like making jokes. I'm like a human finger gun at this point. Right. Like I can't breathe.
Yeah.
I haven't had a panic attack like that in a really long time.
Yeah, you told me you were having one and I didn't understand why. And then I realized after you said that you went there and I was like, that makes a lot of sense.
So the happy memory that I went to, my happy place, was Cannon Beach. And it was when I went to Oregon after my pregnancy loss with Jonah. And I remember walking down to the beach and running and the mountains that were in the water and just feeling so free. And I was standing there and just like tears were falling from my face, but I was so happy and light and free. And so I start tracking, and immediately, because my brain is what it is, it was like, I bet her arm hurts because she's going to do this for a really long time.
Yep.
But then I kept having to tell myself, like, no, stay present, do what you're supposed to do.
That would be me.
But as soon as I focused, and it took a little bit of time, obviously, like the going back and forth.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it was like started from my head. It was like, all of I could breathe.
I felt
my face start to smile. It was so weird. So fucking weird. But she was like, when she stopped, she's like,
I just shot you up with some shit. You're going to feel some happy.
They'll be here for you any second. No. She was like, how do you feel? And I was like, a little shocked.
Yeah.
Because this, I feel calm. I feel peace. I feel like I can breathe. I feel just, I don't know, light.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay, now anytime you feel like completely overwhelmed, you can go back to that place. Your brain knows how to get there. Like, you can go back. So it felt like such fucking woo-woo shit.
Yeah, but it's not. Worked.
It's science-based. It's literally like,
yeah, figuring out how your brain works.
Yeah. Yeah. So then she said, this is the intense part. I wanted to mention this as well. I saw on a video someone say, be responsible for your own triggers. Obviously, that doesn't mean that we're never going to go into episodes without being thoughtful and mentioning trigger warnings.
Yeah.
But we can't anticipate everyone's triggers all the time. Like,
we can't just not talk about anything, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So just like, if you feel like we're getting to something that's going to be triggering for you, or we say something and you're like, please, please shut it off.
Yeah.
We obviously can't anticipate what it's going to do for every single person. But yeah. So what happened next was she prompted me to think of a traumatic experience. Mm-hmm. And it could be a situation, it could be a person, it could be a feeling, it could be a sound. She's like, even if you, because my biggest issue is I have huge memory gaps,
right?
So remembering the actual experience is almost impossible for me. And even one of the things she said is like, if you remember a spot on the carpet, focus on what that spot on the carpet sounded like, because your brain has the rest of it.
Right. It's just somewhere.
It's somewhere.
Yeah.
So obviously it was really fucking scary. And she's like, and we can start off light. You can start off with anyone you want. Like, if you want to do something light, like when someone embarrassed you, we can do that. Or we can do a heavy hitter. And I'm like, I don't even remember anything that's not a heavy hitter.
Right.
Like, truly, if I'm going to go for something, there is only level 10s that I can recall.
The big dogs.
Yeah. So I'm like, let's just fucking go for it.
Yeah.
This is the part where I'm like, this experience is unique to me. I don't know if anyone else can relate to this. I don't know if this would happen for anyone else. But please, if you are thinking about EMDR or you are wanting to do it or have been afraid of doing it, please don't let my experience be the thing that deters you from it, because it was just unique to me because of how my body stored my trauma.
And I'm sure that also they talked to you beforehand. Like, that wasn't the first time you met her, correct?
No, correct. Yeah, correct. Yeah. That was my third session with her. So we met, we kind of like laid the basics.
Yeah.
Second one, we kind of just like caught up about some things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one is when we started. And all of it is like, we can stop whenever you want.
That's
we don't
very
have
nice.
To do this. We can pause. We will, like, I was very, very, very much in control. She's like, if
that's
at any
good.
Point in time, anything I'm doing is making you uncomfortable, or even a trigger comes up that you don't know actively right now is a trigger.
Right.
I can find a different way to do this. We will figure this out. Please. I'm giving you permission.
So to tell me to stop.
Yes.
Good.
So I didn't know if I was ever going to talk about this mm-hmm. because, I'm obviously not going to go into detail about my trauma, but I didn't know how I was going to feel talking about it. And even right now, I feel nothing.
Really?
Yes. I don't feel like I want to dissociate. I don't feel like I'm anxious. I don't feel, and this is what
you're talking about yours, and I'm thinking about mine, and I'm feeling like I want to like check out.
Yes.
Already. So apparently, honestly, if you see me just like glazing over, that's just like a reaction I'm having.
I already noticed a little bit ago that you had started.
Yeah.
But what she said is, this is going to put you in a position of power where you can look back on your trauma and recognize it as a fact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is something that happened. Ugh. Like, I ordered a pizza yesterday.
Yeah.
But it is no longer in control of you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, good fucking luck. Okay.
Yeah, right.
So she asks me to think of what I want to think of. And I picture the people. I picture the people who caused the trauma. Mm-hmm. And she starts going back and forth. And at first, I just notice myself, like, I'm crying.
Yeah.
And something she said to me too is, like, different things happen to different people. She's like, I can tell when something is happening because their cheek will twitch, or they will laugh, or they will get upset.
I would literally just start laughing because I'm so uncomfortable.
Sometimes people go, oh, and then they work through it. Like, yeah, it is almost like dreaming while you're awake.
Whoa.
So anyway, she starts, and that's what was scary to me, because I'm like, I don't want to see.
Nope.
I don't want to remember.
Yeah.
There's a reason I don't remember.
Right. And,
but at the same time, what happened to me was still affecting me, even though I couldn't remember it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My body remembered.
Was reacting to it. Yeah.
So she starts going, and I notice that I'm crying, but I'm like, I can cry.
Right.
And then all of a sudden my leg twitches. And then both of my legs feel like cement.
Whoa.
And then my hips feel like cement. My entire lower half of my body feels like it is cemented to the chair, but also like I'm levitating above it.
What?
Like I'm separating myself from my body. And I am sobbing.
Oh my God.
And all I keep hearing in my head is, let go of me. Let go of me. Don't touch me. Let go of me. Don't touch me. And I am almost inconsolable at this point.
Yeah.
And I can't move because my legs, my whole bottom part of my body is. So she recognizes that I am obviously not doing well.
Right.
And so she stops. And I just uncontrollably sob. I am grieving. I am like just a fucking mess.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm so sorry. And she was being very comforting. And then she asked me if I wanted to continue. Fucking air conditioner.
Okay.
So she asked me if I wanted to continue. Mm-hmm. And I said that I wanted to continue because my legs, even though we weren't doing it anymore, still felt that way.
I have to get feeling back in these bitches. Yes. In these bitches.
So she starts doing it again. And now I'm still sobbing. Mm-hmm. And the feeling travels from my lower body up to my neck. Mm-hmm. And
it's like hard for me to breathe during this. I don't know why. I'm feeling claustrophobic.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
It felt like someone was sitting on my chest. Ugh. It felt like I was exactly how I said earlier. My body was cemented. My entire body was tense. Mm. Like, I remember my hands were gripping the seat so fucking tightly.
Yeah.
And I remember lifting my head almost like when you walk to the deep end of a pool and you're trying to keep your head above water.
Right.
That's what I was doing. I was still following her hands, but I was like wanting to like get out of my body and like just move backwards, but everything. And I was scared that I wasn't going to be able to breathe. So I asked her if we could stop.
Yeah.
And we sat there a minute and I kind of explained a little bit about what I was feeling and what I was seeing and what I was hearing. And when we continued, it was, I heard two words in my head over and over again. They just went back and forth. And then nothing. And when the nothing happened, I felt I started picturing the beach and I felt the flush again. So I thought of the beach and then all of it went away. And it wasn't like I thought of the beach as an escape. It was like, there's nothing here now. Where would you like to go, kind of?
Yeah.
And then I started laughing.
Oh, my God.
Because I saw my sister. I saw my sister at like 3 years old.
Oh, my God.
And she was dancing. And I was crying because I just thought she was so cute and so funny.
Oh, my God.
And the fact that I got, I told her afterwards, I said, because when she stopped, she goes, there seemed to be a bit of a shift there. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw my sister and I said, it felt like after you win a level in a video game, you unlock something. It felt like I beat this trauma moment and I unlocked this memory of my sister. Almost like
you get a reward for that.
It was truly like my brain shut off half of my life because it's like, I don't know what parts of you
are good or bad.
Remember the trauma. Yeah. And so we're going to lock all of this away.
Yeah.
And so when I recognized that I actually, this is what we believe. I don't know if this is fully true. Like I said, this was my first session, but based on what happened, she believes that I got so good at dissociation that I mentally do not remember what happened.
Right.
My body held the trauma.
Yep.
So my body was what was reacting when I went back to those moments.
Sure.
Because I was
checked out.
Gone.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was able to cry all of the tears that essentially were silent in me when everything happened.
Oh my God.
And I couldn't believe that I remembered that of my sister because I don't have
wild.
I don't have many memories of Randy as a kid. And so to
I
see her that
Randy.
Way.
Yeah. It's like dancing. I know which one it is. Yeah.
And so then.
But that would make sense because you would have been like 7. So it's definitely like you're able to remember those memories if you can.
Yeah. Yeah, if my brain was allowing
right.
me. And I told her, the reason I felt like I had so much anxiety is because it felt like my brain knew. It felt like there were people who were supposed to be protecting this fortress, almost like it was like a castle.
Right.
And they're like, there's some shit in here, and we're not supposed to let it out.
Yeah.
But they knew that someone was going to come and like open up the gates, and they were not going to be able to defend it.
Right.
That's what it felt like in my body. And so when it happened, I'm so excited to do it again, even though that was one of the worst fucking experiences I've ever been through.
But you know what's on the other side a little bit.
I
you
do.
You get a little taste of
I
it.
I do. And like, ever since I can remember I'm trying to say this without talking about my trauma, but the things in my life that closely relate to the parts of me that were damaged.
Mm-hmm.
I've struggled with since I became old enough to partake.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I have always felt uncomfortable talking about things. I've always felt uncomfortable being close to people. I've always felt uncomfortable, like my claustrophobia.
Yeah.
And I never could pinpoint where those things came from.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm trying to be respectful of myself and of, you know, my husband and of the people who I have close to me. So I'm not going into detail, but I feel like I could.
Yeah.
I feel like I could share things because I am in a place where I'm like, this is my story. This is what happened to me.
Yeah.
And I get to heal from it as from like a third person.
Yeah, like it didn't really happen to me. I was just somebody who was there.
It was like it happened, but it's done now.
Yeah.
I'm not actively experiencing it. Like my body was convincing me I was.
That's wild. Because I was just telling Corey, like, I don't know if I'll ever get to that point. I hope that I do someday, but it's crazy how sometimes, like, I will still feel that feeling. Like, it's still actively happening. And I'm like, logically know I'm safe now. But like,
that's your amygdala, baby.
Yeah, I'll feel that fight or flight like I felt before. Like, oh my God, like. And I'll even feel it towards Corey sometimes. Like when he's coming home, I'll be like, oh my God, he's going to be mad about something. And I have to like tell myself, that's not who that is. That's right, not, right. You're worried about something else. You're worried about something that's not actively right. happening anymore. But it's like wild that my brain sometimes can't like separate the two.
And that's why it was hard for me because I didn't remember it. So mm-hmm. my body was having these reactions. And
you're like, what does this mean?
To me, seemingly nothing.
Yeah.
And so I went almost 30 years of my life without, I would have like one, maybe two very quickly passing memories where I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Why would I think about that? That is strange and uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And did I just hear my gate open?
Yeah, that was weird. I definitely heard something over there. I thought it was maybe Birdie.
Oh, it could have been.
Is she chewing on something?
She likes to stick her head under the gate.
Okay.
Anyway,
it's your trauma. It's come back.
For 30 years, I was carrying this around with me and didn't know.
And that's why I wonder when I get in there. It's funny because when I went to therapy originally, like was going every like weekly, sometimes sometimes mm-hmm. twice a week when it was real bad. It was funny because I went for one thing. And then started talking about a totally different yes. thing that I was like, I didn't realize this affected me as much as I did. So I'm wondering, because I have gaps, like big gaps as well in my childhood, that I just like pretend like nobody remembers that about their childhood. Yes. And they're like, I do.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, no, you silly. Like, we all don't. It's just a thing. So I'm curious if I started. Like, I know what I'll be going in for.
Right.
But I don't know what it'll unlock.
Right.
Which is like scary, but also kind of exciting because it's like, I want to be rid of that. Like,
yeah,
because there are moments of my life that I know have to be attributed to trauma where I'm like, why do I feel like this? Why do I act this way? Why mm-hmm. did I have anxiety and depression as like a 13-year-old?
Yeah.
That's seemingly out of nowhere. It just like popped up. So where did that come from?
And also like, as an adult, even if you are aware of it, your feelings towards it are different.
Yeah.
I felt like when I was sobbing, it was like little Jerry was able to finally cry.
Yeah.
Was able to finally let it out.
Yeah.
And then be consoled. Because that was another thing that was like, what are you hearing in your head? What are you telling yourself about yourself in right. this experience? Are you feeling shame? Are you feeling small and worthless and like no one cares about you and right. no one is paying attention to you and no one gives a shit.
Right.
Now rewrite that.
Yeah.
Now, while you're doing this, let's tell yourself the opposite. Let's mm-hmm. replace that with a positive thing. And because you are actively doing it and rewiring your brain it's not so much standing in the mirror and repeating a phrase over and over again. You are actively kind of forcing your brain to work out.
Right.
So when we ended, she was like, we're always going to end the last 10 minutes with a happy thought.
Oh, that's
so
good.
She's like, is the beach easy to get to? Let's take you back to the beach. And I'm like, sure thing. So
are you talking out loud while this is happening? Sorry, this is
when she was mapping.
Okay.
When I was tracking her hand.
Telling her about the memories you're seeing?
I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, okay.
It's completely silent. She's not asking questions.
Okay.
It is just allowing your body. This is my experience. I'm not sure if anyone does it any differently, but it was just allowing my body to go through it. And then she would stop and then she would ask me.
Interesting.
So she's like, okay, now we're going to go to a happy memory, go back to your beach, whatever. So she starts moving her hand and I'm tracking. And I immediately went and I'm laughing because I'm not at the beach.
Yeah.
I am in a Walmart checkout lane with grandma.
Aww.
And she is laughing at me over one of the horoscopes we were reading.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And then I was back at the house with her, and she had one of those big felt coloring boards that she always had.
Oh, wow. I just forgot about those until you just said that. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then I was playing hide and go seek in her like one little, her pantry had like the foldy brown door.
Yes. Yes.
And then I was on the front porch at her house, sitting on the steps, eating a Neapolitan ice cream bar.
Oh, delicious.
The ice cream sandwich. And then I was up in her bathroom and I was taking a bath.
I can't believe
and
you remember all this about her.
Dude.
I don't remember anything about her, really.
Unlocked.
Yeah.
I was in the bathtub and she was giving me a bath and it was so, everything smelled so good. And then I was downstairs on the couch in a blanket with fuzzy socks. She let me have fuzzy socks.
Wow.
And then I was up in her room and we were sitting, her bed was so tall.
I loved her bed.
It was so tall.
Yeah.
And I was crying again, but it was happy tears because it felt like I got to have a sleepover with grandma again. Like, I remembered a full fucking sleepover.
Oh my
with
God,
her.
That's wild. Did I ever spend the night at her house?
Yeah, you
did.
I
don't even I don't remember.
Well,
is that
I got
wild?
More. I literally woke up this morning and I had unlocked more.
Oh my God.
I woke up and I, it was kind of disorienting.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember opening my eyes and I thought I was in my bedroom, mm-hmm. my childhood bedroom.
Yeah.
And then memories flooded back again. And I woke up and I looked at Shannon and I go, I had a desk. I had a desk in my room.
Oh, you did.
It was a black desk and I had a blue chair
in the corner.
It was pushed up against the one window. And then I remember
in the back across from your closet.
Yeah. And then I remembered that I would climb up my closet because my closet was above the stairs. So there was a slanted back. I used to climb up the back of that and hide up there.
I remember that.
I was shocked. Shocked at this shit. And I remember,
you're unlocking memories for me.
I remember sitting there and saying like, hey, don't push it. I know you're very excited, but like, let's not fucking push it.
Yeah.
It was. I don't even know. I can't explain it. It's amazing.
Well, I've read some of the DMs we got. I haven't had a chance to write any back yet, but I did see a lot that were saying about doing that type of therapy and how it changed their lives. Or maybe it wasn't DMs. It might have been.
I saw a couple comments, and I saw a couple posts in the Facebook group.
So that's amazing.
I can tell you that I know that it's made a difference
already
for Shane.
Yeah.
And for me, I left that session, and this is going to go back to when I was in the trauma memory, because she told me, she was like, you're really brave.
Yeah.
I want you to know that you're really brave for doing this. And I said to her that I had a thought when I didn't mention this. This is why the flush happened, the nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
So my brain was bouncing back and forth between two words. Bedroom, basement, bedroom, basement, bedroom, basement. That's what it was doing.
Yeah.
And then there was nothing, but I still felt the tightness in my entire body. And I remember thinking, nothing is going to undo the trauma.
Mm-hmm.
I can't undo the fact that this happened to me.
Yeah.
I can't do enough therapy. I can't do enough.
I can't go back in time.
I cannot do enough of these experimental whatever to make history not history.
Right.
But I can be free from it.
Yeah.
And that's when I went back to the beach.
Wow.
And I let it go. And part of me is almost like gaslighting myself right now. That's like, there's no fucking way it was like that easy, quote unquote. I can tell you that was not an easy experience.
Right.
But like that it's just gone now. But I was leaving that session and I go, I don't think people are going to like the me that comes out of this.
Yeah, no. And
because I walked out of there ready to fucking set some boundaries and set some things straight and not apologize for it.
Good.
And I feel so fucking empowered.
Yeah.
I feel like a bad bitch.
Yeah.
And I feel like you tried. You tried to fucking ruin me.
Yep.
You didn't care what happened to me.
Yeah.
But guess what? I care what happens to me.
Yeah.
And I'm taking care of me.
Yeah. Okay. I'm coming out on top.
I am. I will.
And you should.
So that was my, that's my mental health check-in, is that like I have, I feel like I'm turning a really interesting corner. I'm starting a really exciting chapter of my mental health journey.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah. How you doing?
I got nothing. I got fucking nothing that'll follow that. I'll tell you that right now. We can just make it your thing. I don't have to say anything.
Do you want to say anything?
No, it's just the same. Same old, same old. Nothing new.
Still traumatized. Still controlled by the bad, bad, sad, sad.
I will tell you, I just feel like, because I think I told you about this, but I was telling Corey that I really need to do something like that because I did have a friend come over. Nicole, hi, if you're listening, because I know she listens, but... It was like an experience where she was just like, hey, I don't ever do anything this day. It's my day off work. I want to get out of the house more. I don't care if I come bring you coffee. We can exchange books. We can hang out. And I was like, inside of me was screaming, no, make up an excuse. Like, get out of it.
Yeah.
Because I, we'll get to that. I don't know. I don't know why that's my first reaction.
Yeah.
I had to physically fight that reaction. Because I'm like, you don't have anything to do. Fucking do it. What do? You sit at your house all day with the fucking baby. Like, just do it.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? Yeah, I would love that. In my head, I was thinking my house was too messy. I won't have time to get ready. Who gives a fuck? She came over. My house was messy. I didn't have time to get ready. She was like, I love what's happening here. Cause same. And I was like, fucking great. But like, when she left, I was telling Corey, I was like, what's wrong with me? And he was like, what? Cause he was there. He's like, I don't think anything is wrong with you. And I was like, no, like I used to have so many friends. I used to be great in social situations. I would. Oh, you didn't remember because you were in college. But when I was like, when I was separated from Noah's dad and I was living on my own, I had two or three friends over sometimes every night. Every night I had at least one person there with me. And like, that was just how it was. I had friends over constantly. Like, it was never a thing. I felt comfortable with them. And like, not that they were judging me. And even when she left, again, sorry, Nicole, but like, this is what my mind does. I was like, you stupid idiot. That was so, everything you said was so stupid. She's never going to talk to you again. You just like absolutely fucked it. Like, what is wrong with you?
Oh,
sorry.
Wine. I forced that swallow because I'm not going to get stuck with water in my mouth. Well, it's wine, but liquid.
No, but she's Jesus. And so she made it wine with her mouth.
It started as water. I told you guys I'm on one.
But yeah, it was just like crazy because I think before I was in that relationship, I never had a problem. I felt comfortable around so many people. And it's like, I don't feel comfortable around literally anyone anymore. And it has to be related to that. But I can't figure out how. So I feel like I can't fix it because I'm like, where did that break? Where the fuck did that happen where that stopped being a fun experience and started being something that I like dread because I'm like, they're going to fucking hate you. They are going to hate you. They're going to talk shit about you. The second they leave here, they are going to never want to see you again. They're going to tell everyone they know that you're a big, dumb, stupid idiot.
Well, essentially what she would have you do, I think, would be to go to the first time you felt something like that or focus on that feeling because the images change so fast.
Yeah,
at least they did for me. And so like, it would string something together. And even if you feel like you remember something accurately, she said that it could open up more where you were like, I didn't know someone else was in the room for this. Or, oh, I didn't realize that this was what led up to this moment kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's almost like zooms out.
Interesting.
Or it can like zoom out from a situation to give you more of an understanding, she said, because even if you aren't aware of it, your body, your subconscious is aware of more around you than you realize.
That's so interesting. See, I'm such a skeptic. I'm literally, you're talking about this and I'm like, I'm going to do it and I'm going to be the one person that fails at it.
Dude, I thought the same
thing. I'm
going to
be the person that they're going to be like, what are your images? And I'm like, my mind is totally blank. I got nothing. I'm thinking about what I'm going to cook for breakfast.
Same.
Like, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what I thought too.
Yeah.
And I was afraid of the images.
Because that's normally what my mind does. It's just like, oh, we're thinking about something tough, I'm going to check out and think about 20 different other weird things.
She brought that up too. She was like, if I notice that you're starting to dissociate, mm-hmm. I will stop it and I will bring you back.
Interesting.
So she's like, I'll be like, hey, yo, bitch.
I was just about to say, will she be able to tell that I am? And then I watched that video and I'm like, oh, it's very obvious to other people.
Well, because you stop tracking.
Yeah.
You stop tracking. The tracking is what does it.
Interesting.
Because you focus. Because I told her, I was like, I didn't think it was going to work for me because I can't meditate.
No.
I struggle to like quiet my mind.
Me.
I literally did not think this was going to work.
Yeah.
And when my body started having that reaction, I'm like, this is...
what's happening?
I think something's going down.
Yeah.
For sure. And so when she said, like, the fact that your body stored the trauma
mm-hmm.
that your mind didn't remember makes sense. And I'm like, well, honestly,
well, sure does.
Out of, as horrible as that was to experience, I'm glad that's the way that it came back to me,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, like,
you don't want it to happen like mine has been happening slowly in dreams, but I can't tell if they're nightmares or if they're real.
Well, that's what mine was.
Yeah.
I could always tell the places that my trauma happened, or this specific trauma.
Was where you would visit in dreams.
Where I'd be trapped.
Yes.
In my nightmares.
Yeah.
And yeah. Obviously,
but it's like,
I don't
am I
know.
Just having, is this just my brain being my brain and like putting me in these situations and whatever?
No.
I couldn't like figure it out.
No.
Yeah.
I would say give it a chance.
Yeah. Well,
but
I'm going to get I keep saying I'm going to get
everyone.
Her information. Then yeah. I have it like three times.
It's not for everyone, and like this is a trauma focused form of therapy. So, it is not just like going in and talking and working through things. It is intense. I was wiped for the rest of the day.
Oh yeah.
Exhausted.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that was interesting to you guys. How do you feel?
Let us know.
I don't know. I don't know if it was encouraging to you. I really felt empowered afterwards.
Yeah.
And like nothing that is worth, this is so fucking cliche, nothing that is worth having is easily obtained. You know, like you have to go through some hard fucking shit, and like you've already been through the hardest part.
Yeah.
The processing, I mean, I would think couldn't be harder than the actual act of having to survive it.
Right.
So that's what told me that I could do it and I could get through it and that I would be better for it. And I'm so glad that I did.
Good. Me too. So. And maybe when I do it, I'll let you guys know if you still care.
I hope
you
so.
You might not. And
I
that's
do.
Fine.
I really want you to.
I do.
It's
I'm
cool
love
because
to.
Like I'm wondering who will be then.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be like Jerry and Sierra 2.0.
Oh, I can't wait.
Are you guys going to like us anymore?
Oh, my God. They're like, they're healed. Get rid of them.
No. No, we're all getting healed. We're healing. 2023. We're starting
healing.
Now. Year of healing.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well.
We caught you, bitch. We fucking got you.
It stopped recording just then. It's so bizarre because sometimes I'm like, we definitely haven't been talking that long, and it's like 30 minutes. And then other times I'm like, we've been talking forever.
And it's like 19.
Yeah.
So weird.
Anyway, thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you for being in my hole while we do our little mental health check-in weekly recap with you. We're just going to...
go have a game night.
Have a game night. Play in my hole a little bit longer. Okay. Thanks for hanging out, everybody. We love you so much. We will see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's.
Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.